This is an exciting episode, Patrick.
It's an exciting time.
I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
This episode here marks the 1 year anniversary of this current podcast.
Wow.
We've been doing this for a year now.
That's amazing.
Do you believe that?
No.
A year has passed.
Mm-hmm.
We launched on January 9th, 2017.
That's right.
This is now January 8th. So it's tomorrow, I guess, would be the 1 year anniversary.
Well,
but this would be the first week, you know,
yeah.
the Monday of the first
right.
week of
right.
the anniversary.
And we
right,
won't so. Get into the whole Greenwich Mean Time debate.
No, no.
Right.
Right. Some places, yeah, it would already be the 9th.
Well,
so, yeah. So we've been doing this a year.
Yeah.
And we're really tired.
That's right.
And so what we thought was to sort of to mark that occasion, we would spend this week playing some best of episodes.
Be nice.
Some of the ones that we liked the best from the last year.
Yeah.
And also maybe some that because if you know anything about how you know sort of media works, you know, it takes a little while to build an audience.
It does.
And so some of the ones that we recorded maybe in the first half of last year,
right,
maybe not as many people heard as in the second half.
No.
So we thought, you know, it might be fun to bring some of those back, give it another spin, right?
There was actually an episode where just our wives listened to it and they both hated it.
I don't know. Have the wives ever listened to it?
No, they actually did.
Oh, okay.
And both hated it.
Okay.
So that's it.
So all
that's
this
how
week,
early it was.
All this week, we're going to showcase some of what we think were some of the best of
yeah.
episodes of Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And one more thing before we get into to today's entry is let's again plug the fact that people can tell us about their favorite songs or albums of 2017 and get a mixtape, right?
They can get something great and free. All they have to do is call the Suburban Party Line. You
right.
can't email, you can't Facebook, you can't tweet.
Nope.
You
nope.
gotta man up or woman up
right.
or person up
and call.
And call.
Call. You call
612-440-1984.
You then get a little voicemail situation.
Yeah.
You leave a message. You get up to 3 minutes. You tell us about your favorite albums or songs or concerts of 2017.
Yep.
Then we put that on a future show this month, and then we'll mail you the mixtape.
Yeah,
be in the mail.
It's gonna be great.
Not delivered by a monkey.
Yeah.
So do that. And while you're thinking about that, you can listen to this episode, and we're going to go all the way back to episode 20 of
Ooh.
Rock in the Suburbs, dropped on February 3rd of 2017.
Okay.
And it's titled Musical Differences with Our Wives. Do you remember this one?
I vaguely do.
Yeah.
I was sitting in the same position
yeah.
I am right now, I think.
We were right here in this basement,
yeah.
and then it was Bud Verge week. It was part of Bud
yeah.
Verge week. So our friend Bud was here. And then all three of our wives were seated over there and
right.
enjoying some beverages. And we talked about music that we like that they don't like, I think.
Right.
Was,
or something,
right.
That was the premise.
Yes.
Yeah. I may have lost control, but I've never
it
been.
It was fun.
Yeah. I haven't been in a room with that many good looking women since then.
It was fun. And I think it was the first case of where I think the really true sort of Rock in the Suburbs dynamic
right.
really started to gel
right.
together, right?
Plus we made all those pizza rolls in the oven.
What this show is about, which is just, you know, our just ridiculousness of our suburban lives.
There
so,
it is.
So there you go. All right. So enjoy this episode. We got some more great ones coming up the rest of the week, and we'll talk to you again after you listen to this. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Today on Rock in the Suburbs, we talk about the insidious problem that plagues 99.9% of marriages worldwide.
Who gets to control the music?
Patrick, I'm a little sad with this episode.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's the end of the week.
It's Friday. It's the end of the week. That's the good part.
Mm-hmm.
The bad part is it's the end of Bud Verge week.
Aww. I guess I got to move out of the basement.
Pick up that sleeping bag, Bud, and get out of here.
But I'm so used to being here.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's spacious.
Let's stay the weekend. Yeah.
It's been a good week. We've
mm-hmm.
had a lot of fun. We've talked about your favorite song of 2016. We have talked about Huey Lewis in the News. We've
mm-hmm.
talked about The Doors.
The Doors.
Yeah. It's been good. But one thing the listeners don't necessarily know, or maybe they've kind of heard a little bit in the background going on here, is that all three of our wives are here too.
Yeah, it's quite amazing.
For this recording session that we've been doing. My wife Katie's here.
My wife Sheila is here.
And my wife Terry is here.
And so that got us to talking a little bit about the sort of musical marital differences that we have in our lives. And that's really kind of a big thing. I think that's important when you, you know, choose a spouse, that you guys like the same music,
it's pretty
right?
Important. Mm-hmm.
Or at least it comes together somewhere.
That's right. Sheila, I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, dear, but you had a couple of Springsteen albums. You had some Zeppelin and maybe a few Carole King. That's right.
When you guys matched.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it merged very nicely. I was fine with all that stuff.
Yeah. Okay. And you had about 2,000 records.
That's right.
The merge is an important part of the relationship.
It's a big part
of the day that you decide to merge the music.
Yeah.
It's a big day. It's like almost like putting a ring on it.
That's right.
So you and Terry, when you guys met, did you automatically bond over music, or was that just sort of incidental?
It was kind of incidental. Yeah. And we had a little bit in the middle. You know, we both grew up in different places, different, you know, cultures. Mm-hmm. So our middle is a little bit, you know, thin in some places, but we still enjoy a lot of 80s music, a lot of R&B, a lot of, you know, current stuff as well.
Well, I will say this, that Katie and I met in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
you know, the grunge era.
Yeah.
Let's say. And I think almost immediately we clicked right away on terms of like our musical tastes. A lot of that stuff like Pearl Jam, Nirvana, that kind of thing that was happening then, but then also the Ramones.
Yep.
Social Distortion was a big one with us.
Right.
Matthew Sweet. I introduced her to Matthew Sweet. She really got into that. Replacements I got her into. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a lot of that, you know, 80s alternative, early 90s alternative kind of stuff.
And let me just get this straight for the record out there. She never saw you as the singer of the band you were in. Is that right? Or did she?
Oh my goodness. Do we really want to go down
this
road?
Kind of a simple yes or no question.
She did see me as the singer of a band I was in briefly in that time in Illinois. Not only that, but I believe it was our first date.
Wow.
That, no, not that she saw, but that I played for her the cassette that we had just recorded.
Oh, well done, sir.
You know, an actual 4-song studio recording that we did.
Yeah,
and
music,
I think it was, yeah, exactly. Right. Pop this in the cassette deck in the Chevy Cavalier. And man, that was it. I was set. I was like, you know, I won her over. And
well played, sir.
Here we
are. What was the name of the band again? Was it the Rusty Stumps or something like that?
I like that better, actually. I like that better. Okay. Well, here's the thing. So since this is the end of Bud Verge Week, we're going to let Bud go last.
Okay.
On his song choice for this mm-hmm. episode. Mm-hmm. So since we're talking me and Katie right now, why don't I go first? So Katie's sitting only, you know, what, 10, 12 feet away from me right now. And I think she's going to guess when I say, dear, who is an artist, a band or a singer who I really like, who you just have no use for at all? Oh. All right. She's walking around the pool table. She's on her way. She's thinking, but I don't think she has to give this much thought. Who would that artist be?
Bruce Springsteen.
Bingo. Ding, ding, ding.
Right in the heart.
This is our biggest musical difference. I am a huge Springsteen fan. Huge. And
he's got all the records.
And I know, Bud, you're not really, right?
Not a big Springsteen fan, no.
No, I know you're not. I'm a big, big fan, and Katie just has no use for Springsteen much at all. And I have tried over the years to convert her, you know, like, when I mentioned like Matthew Sweet, Replacements, things like that, those were easy sells.
Yeah.
She connected to those right away. Springsteen, not at all. I've tried. I've played her music. She's not into it. I've mm-hmm. tried to get her to go to shows with me.
Right.
She usually at the last minute says, I'm too sick. I can't go. She's pulled that. Nothing. Can't get it to happen at all. But here's my play right now. And this, one of the things about Springsteen, you're a fan.
I am.
You mentioned Sheila's a fan.
Yep.
A lot of his songs, he's got a real romantic streak, right?
Absolutely.
You know, he's a hopeless romantic mm-hmm. kind of guy in a lot of his songs. Maybe that will work for me. Maybe I can try to make that happen. So what I'm going to do here, one of the songs is called Better Days, which is a whole song about sort of middle age and being very happy with the place you are at with the woman you're with. That's one that maybe she should listen to. Another one that would appeal to Katie's romantic sensibilities would be My Love Will Not Let You Down.
Uh-huh.
You know that song, right?
Absolutely.
I played her one this morning called If I Should Fall Behind, which I think has a great sort of message for people in a long-term relationship, which is I'll wait for you and if I should fall behind, wait for me, which is a great thing about her. So you're not always in the same place, right? But you're going to even that out. You're going to make that happen. Anyway, but what I'm going to do now, and I'm going to win her over right now, is play this song right here. I Want to Be With You.
Yeah, amazing song.
That's an outtake from The River.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Which was already a double album. And so yeah. They had outtakes. First of all, the line, he lost his job at the Texaco station because all he was doing was thinking of his girl. Right?
That's right.
But it's also kind of a punky song in a way, right?
Yep.
So you should be into that, right, Katie?
She's wishing she was somewhere else and she could not hear that song
that's
again.
Right.
She's just shrugging. So, okay, let's take a little break here. I have to weep a little bit.
Gather your pride back up.
That's right.
Go to counseling.
That's right. And then we'll come back in just a minute and hear from these two guys.
All right.
So, hey, RTS listeners, I want to tell you about another podcast that you might want to listen to when you're not rocking the suburbs.
There are others?
There are a few.
Okay.
Only a few.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Patrick, do you like movies?
I do.
Movies about gladiators?
I do love gladiator movies. How'd you know?
Okay. Well, you might like this podcast by our friends Will Pfeiffer and Billy Culpa.
Mm-hmm.
It is called Out of Theaters. And here's the funny thing about it. So Will, he's a movie buff.
Mm-hmm. So he goes to see like Rogue One and all those new flicks.
He knows like everything about movies.
Yeah.
And this other guy, Billy, he doesn't know that much about movies. So they basically each week they watch an old movie, which is why it's called Out of Theaters.
Gotcha.
And then they comment on it from these two sort of odd couple kind of perspectives.
Love that
idea. Yeah.
Yeah. So, sounds fun.
Yeah. So check that out. You can find it at outoftheaters.com. They have their own website.
Nice.
Or you can subscribe to it on iTunes.
Sweet. Did they ever talk about Falcon and the Snowman? That's a movie I like with Timothy Hutton and Sean Penn. You remember that film?
We'll have to recommend that.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect.
All right. Back to the show. All right, so we're back in the basement.
It's the very end of Bud Verge week.
Bud Verge
week. Not the end of Bud Verge.
No, it's the end of his week.
We hope not.
Yeah.
No, I want to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have another week.
Yeah, we'll see how the ratings are. All right, we were talking about songs or artists that we like that maybe the wives don't like so much. Yeah. And Patrick, where are you going with this?
Well, I got to tell you, my wife, Sheila, is a wonderfully open-minded and tolerant person when it comes to music. She pretty much endures.
When it comes to you, probably.
When it comes to me, my God, if you're not. As a matter of fact, the first sort of real kind of going out date we ever went on, we went to see My Bloody Valentine. Right?
Wow.
So yeah, it was a pretty intense, like right off the bat, one of the loudest concerts I've ever seen to this day at the old 930 Club. So there was a lot of blood and there was Valentine's involved and it was good. But she has remained, you know, very open to all my musical whims and everything I would play her and obviously has heard a lot of different music. And we've been to a lot of shows together where we both didn't really know what was going to happen because at the time I was working for the Washington Post and doing a lot of reviews. So she was my plus one, steady plus one. And it's been great. Now, I will say she probably likes John Denver a little bit too much for my taste. But in all those years, Jim, and all the time we spent together in these 20 plus years, really only one time did she ever really kind of snap and say, this is the worst thing I've ever heard in my entire life and it's just killing me and you got to take it off right now.
Was it Bread?
ever heard of Pep Lester?
I have not.
Yeah. I think his
so
real name
me
is
on this musical
Phil
journey.
Milstein. And so I'm able to find a clip. So there's a famous album here called The Mathematical Genius of Pep Lester. And I believe now, here I'm looking at the cover. There's an actual print of his foot. And Sheila, I don't know if you remember, but I believe he stamped every one of these albums with like ink on his foot, right? So it was kind of an obscure album.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sex is garbage without love, and I don't want no party or tragedy. Everyone is happy, it seems. Everyone is happy, except me. What will it take, and who will it be, if and when it comes to me? I want it bad.
So there it is. And as Bud said while we were listening, he didn't do any math during the song. But that was it. That kind of sent her over the edge.
So this point at which she snapped, was it really about the music or were you doing something else?
I don't know. Was I doing anything particularly bad?
You ever have that moment? It's sort of like, what are we listening to? Right.
Yeah. That kind something of like that. Yeah. And it's killing me. Like, it's actually giving me a migraine headache.
Where does she stand on Uncle Dave Macon?
Actually, pretty tolerant of Uncle Dave Macon, as a matter of fact. Yeah, we listened to a little of that. So kudos to her. She's a strong, beautiful woman who likes a lot of music.
Still not sold on that song, though.
No. Never going to like Pep Lesnar. No.
Okay, so, Bud, this is your moment. This is your last moment here for a little while.
Oh, my last day rocking the suburbs.
Yeah.
I've been married to my wonderful wife now for going on 20 years. Yay. 20 yeah. years this yeah. August.
Good.
Our musical differences, I'm stuck in the 80s. We've already determined that for yes. in the week.
Right.
And my wife likes a little bit more urban music, some New Jack Swing. She loves New Edition. One of our first dates, I think I dragged her out to go see Sugar, Bob Mould's band.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
At Hammerjack's. Oh, nice. Upstairs at Hammerjack's. And I've dragged her to a bunch of shows at the 9:30. Our Venn diagrams, you know, sure, I like a little bit of the R&B. I like a little bit of the smooth jazz that she likes, look a little bit of the New Edition, because I like consider myself well-rounded. And she likes a little bit of the stuff that I like. She likes some R.I.M. She likes some New Order. She likes the Doors. But the one band and the one person that she cannot stand, Morrissey.
Oh,
I don't know why.
Yeah.
She just finds him mopey and sad. And
that's what makes him great.
I know. I took her to see Morrissey at the Wolf Trap when we were like the seventh row, and it was the greatest show ever. Wow. And she just kind of sat there and kind of, you know, looked down. And I'm like, honey, this is a Smith song. You like How Soon Is Now? She's like, I like that part that goes, she calls it that song. The song that goes,
what I like.
I'm like, honey, that's only like the top like two songs like ever made. And so the song that I picked is one that she particularly does not like, and she will not allow it to be on even in her presence. And she's kind of forced right now because, you know, we got the SUV. She's here with us. Yeah. You know, the peanut gallery is right over here. This song she cannot stand. Song is, you know, off one of Morrissey's solo records, You're the One for Me, Fatty.
Fast.
You're the one for me, fatty. My wife's over there just cringing. I think she's looking at her phone, having a little bit of coffee. She's like,
"That's right.
I'm going to kill you when we get home.
You owe me.
You owe me. You're going to tweet this out to all your friends. They're all going to know that this is my moment."
Right.
Okay, but other than that, you guys don't have a lot of musical differences, right?
You know, after 20 years together, it kind of all, you call it the merge.
Yeah.
It all kind of comes together. We have some compromise stations on the XM radio and work in that ballpark. She can go her way in her car, listen to what she wants. I can go my way in my car, listen to what I want. We come together. We kind of sit in the middle.
Well, thank you so much, Bud, for coming down and
hanging
out. This is the best.
Yeah.
I think we should have Bud on again.
I think we should.
Yeah.
Like every day.
No, I got to go back to work.
That's right. They're going to call here soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bud Verge. We really appreciate it. And where can people find you?
People can find me on the Twitter at Noodles Verge. They can find me on the Instagram at Noodles Verge. And you can look up my name on the book and you can probably find me there as well.
And they can find you at Boog's Barbecue at Orioles Park at Camden Yards.
Every game night.
Yeah. All right. And Patrick, people can find Rock in the Suburbs on iTunes.
They can.
Or on Audio Boom.
Mm-hmm.
They can also find us on Twitter or Facebook at Suburbs Pod.
Mm-hmm.
They can email us at suburbspod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear about the musical differences in your families. I think that would be fascinating stuff.
Fascinating.
And they can also call the Suburban Party Line. That number is 612-440-1984. You can leave a message there and then we hear your voice, and then we can put you on the show that way.
That's very cool.
All right. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I am Patrick Foster.
It's Friday. It's time to party for the weekend.
That's right.
We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
See ya.
Thanks, Bud.
My pleasure.
The more you ignore me, the closer I get. You're wasting your time. The more you closer I get, you're wasting your time. I will be in the bar with my head on the bar. I am now a central part of your mind's landscape, whether you
Guinness.